Hey, Mr. Manilow, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Sure, Jason.
All right, so let's get this straight. So you're coming to the Verizon Center on February 27th as part of your one last time final tour. How many cities on this tour?
25, I think. I end in June in Brooklyn, where I come from, at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And that should be an emotional evening, saying goodbye to my friends in Brooklyn. You know, D.C., I played D.C. I bet you I played D.C. 25 times. I played someplace at the beginning back in 1975 called the Cellar Door. You're probably too young to remember the Cellar Door.
I've heard stories about it.
We opened there, and they forgot to put a piano. They forgot to get, because I was, every place had a supply us with a piano. And I got on for sound check, and there was no piano.
Oh, no.
So we had to cancel our first night at the Cellar Door. And then the next thing I remember about D.C., I opened the MCI Center there. Does that still exist, the MCI Center?
Yeah, they changed the name. Now it's called the Verizon Center, just a different cell phone carrier.
So I'm playing there, right, at the Verizon Center, right? So I'll never forget the MCI Center. They had barely finished it, but they let everybody in, and there were only two restrooms open. Can you imagine this?
Wow.
Trying to pee. They were holding they were crossing their legs for my entire show because there was only two restrooms open.
Oh, that's some great stories. Your first DC show, you had to cancel because there's no piano, and the second one, there's only a couple bathrooms. That's fantastic. Well, hopefully we've gotten those worked out over the last couple years.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so.
And I see that your tickets are starting at $19.75 for a special anniversary. There's a reason for that. Explain that.
Well, they tell me this is the 40th anniversary of Mandy. Of the release of Mandy, and that was in 1975, so we decided to put tickets up for sale for 1975. That's kind of a little inside information there.
A little clever. It's a nice low price, though. I mean, speak to a little bit about how, you know, yeah, it coincides with the year, but it also might get some more fans in that maybe couldn't afford a high ticket price.
That would be great. That would be great. I'd love to perform for as many people as I can, knowing that I may not be back there, you know, doing what I do. And that'd be great. That'd be great if new people came down. You know, I do what they call music and lyrics. Isn't that odd? Isn't that odd?
What a strange concept.
What a strange thing. So, you know, come down and you'll hear music and lyrics. It's great. It's odd. People don't do that anymore.
Talk to that a little bit. Why do you think the industry shifted such like that?
It went to the rhythm, and it's just fantastic. They make great records, just great records. You guys, listen, I can't get enough of Uptown Funk. It's unbelievable.
It's a great song.
It's fantastic. But I do miss, you know, a song that's got a beautifully written lyric and a beautiful melody. That seems to have taken a nosedive. I guess people call it old-fashioned. But for me, I like feeling something. I like music that makes me feel something, not just music that makes me tap my toes. And I do miss that kind of songwriting.
Well, there's a certain element of storytelling that gets lost when it's just about the toe tapping. You know, it's nice when you can combine both.
That's true.
Which of your songs do you think are you most, I mean, you've played them a million times, I'm sure all of your hits, you know, from Mandy to the Copa, but...
Yeah, but you know, Jason, they've become more than just pop ditties. You know, when I hit Mandy or Could It Be Magic or I write the songs or Copacabana, you know what, for me, it becomes memories of this young guy who didn't know what was about to happen to him. when I recorded Mandy, it was one of 10 songs for my second album, and I was just hoping one of these 10 songs maybe would become a hit. I finished Mandy, I went home, I picked up the dry cleaning, I fed the dog, and a month later my life exploded. I didn't know it was going to happen. So, you know, when I sing Mandy, I remember that young kid not knowing what was about to happen to him.
Do you still pinch yourself years later out there when, you know, the songs come on? You remember that young guy?
I do. As a matter of fact, back in the wings before I go out, I say to my stage manager, is anybody out there?
Well, it's good. You never want to take that for granted. It's good to be able to keep that mindset.
I never do.
You know, bands will launch farewell tours all the time, and then it seems like they come back and go again. Is this final one?
You never know. You never know. Listen, today I'm saying this is the last time. You know, come back in a couple of years, and I may be lying. But right now, I mean it.
So, yeah, this is the last one for now, as far as
for
we
now.
Know.
as of now, it is, yeah.
In terms of, if some of our listeners are, you know, I'm sure some of them are going to be your hardcore fans. How about if there's some people that might be a little too young? What's the pitch we can give them to come out and see it on the 27th?
Well, at the very least, I bet you even the younger people have heard my music over the years, you know, and their parents.
Sure.
iPads and, you know, on TV and all. You
American
know,
Idol
you
or something.
Away, you can't get away from me. You know, there's a lot of songs. I'm one of the lucky guys who has a catalog of songs that keep being played. So, you know, it'll be familiar to them. And anyway, it's an entertaining show. You know, I met somebody a couple of days ago, and they thought I just sat at the piano and sang ballads. I said, no, not exactly. I'm one of those guys that likes to run around the stage and entertain an audience. So it's an entertaining show. I think everybody will have a good time. They usually do.
Awesome. Well, thanks for making time to join us. And hopefully we get, you know, the Verizon Center gets the bathroom issues worked out. And we get you a piano this time.
Thanks, Jason. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks.